say? Bossy?
I like it too, so I guess I'll pan it.
Oh, that's logical.
My publisher resents Cohen impersonating the President of the United States.
Says our young readers dream of being President.
I'd rather be right than be President.
Cohen may find out he isn't either one.
George does it at his age.
I remember when I was a little boy.
Congratulations, George, my boy.
You did a great job. Thanks very much.
Congratulations, Mr. Cohen. You had him down to a T.
Well, that's all very well, but we're still treading on dangerous ground. You know, imitating the President of the United States. A lot of people aren't going to like it.
Oh, it's all good, clean fun. Didn't they enjoy the trout in Boston?
Never could do anything wrong in Boston.
Greatest man in the United States. They got the greatest actor. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Especially when the greatest actor is my husband.
This could be treason.
Oh, don't worry, George. I know a dollar a year man will take care of you.
Yeah. A lot of them would like to shoot actors.
You better save these telegrams. The government needs paper. You've got a list like who's who here. There's everybody but Hirohito.
We'll bring him in on a shutter.
Here's the one I sent you. Aren't you going to read all that cleverness?
And what makes you think I didn't? I didn't know there was that much love left in the entire Western Union code book.
Oh, hold that. Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Don't bother me.
It's from the White House.
Oh, that bothers me.
Yeah.
Well, you read it, will you, Sam? These are my reading glasses. What is this?
George M. Cohan, the Alvin Theater, New York. The President of the United States requests that you call upon him at your earliest convenience in regard to a personal matter. Kindly reply for definite appointment at White House. Stephen T. Early, Secretary to the President.
There you are, Sam. There you are, what did I tell you? Coming at a time like this, with everything he has on his mind, this is not just a casual invitation. This is important. I think we're in trouble.
Oh, don't worry, dear. They don't telegraph you to come and be shot at sunrise.
He doesn't get up that early.
Yeah, besides, I got to run to the play contract. Fine time to be making lame jokes. I'm worried, Sam. I'm really worried.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I've got an appointment.
And the name, please?
Cohan. George M. Cohan.
All right, sir. If you'll wait just one moment, I'll call. Sergeant Lewis at the Pennsylvania Avenue gate.
Good evening, Mr. Cohan.
Good evening.
We've been expecting you.
Thank you.
Why, your coat's wet. Didn't you come in the car?
No, I walked up in the station. Washington's a great town to walk in. Always get a kick out of it, rain or shine.
Yes, indeed. Won't you come with me? I was supposed to be off duty this evening, Mr. Cohan. But when I heard you was coming, I just thought I would like to see if you looked to see it.
That depends. That's when you saw me last, doesn't it?
Well, it must have been 30-some years ago. I was valet for Mr. Teddy Roosevelt. He got me a seat up in the cabin. The play was George Washington, Jr., and you was just singing and dancing to all about your grand old flag. Mr. Teddy used to sing it in his bathtub.
It was a good old song in his day.
Yes, sir, it was, and it's just as good today as it ever was.
Come in. Well, hello there. How's my double?
Your double isn't any too sure. You got to give me time to work on that one.
Why, I was told you knew all the answers.
There was a time when I thought so. Right now, I wish I did.
Yes, so do I. Sit down, Mr. Cohan.
Thanks. You know, I'm a little bit nervous.
I'm sorry I missed the opening of your show.
Maybe just as well.
Don't worry about it. We understand each other perfectly.
I think so.
The Herald Tribune says that you make a better president, and I'd rather be right than I am.
Don't forget, that's a Republican newspaper.
I can remember you and your family very well, the four Cohens.
Do you really, Mr. President? Well, that's a long time ago.
Yes, it was while I was attending school near Boston.
I was a pretty cocky kid those days, a pretty cocky kid. Regular Yankee Doodle dandy, always carrying a flag in a parade or following one.
I hope you haven't outgrown the habit.
Not a chance.
That's one thing I always admired about you Irish Americans. You carry your love of country like a flag, right out in the open. It's a great quality.
I inherited that. Got that from my father. He ran away to the Civil War when he was 13. Proudest kid in the whole state of Massachusetts.
So you spent your life telling the other 47 states What a great country it is.
Well, I never thought of it just that way before, but I guess that's about the size of it. And I lost no time either. It started with a very funny incident about 60 years ago.
It was in Providence, Rhode Island on the 4th of July. There weren't so many stars then, in the flag or on the stage, but folks knew that more were coming. They were optimistic, happy, and expectant. The beginning of the Horatio Alger age. My father was playing in a variety theater, breaking in a singer. Nobody was more expectant than he was, unless it was my mother. She was busy right then on a smaller production.
Larry O'Leary is my name by trade. I am a dancing master. There's no one can teach the same, nor teach it any faster. It's easy, very easy, if you'll watch every twist, every turn. Keep your eyes upon me and surprise you will be at the dancing you have yet to learn. Keep your eyes upon me and surprise you will be at the dancing you have yet to learn.
Better
take a bow, Jerry.
I take a bow. I gotta get out of here.
Watch that water.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta find out what's happening.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jerry. Take up number three.
You're on. Go ahead. Lights up.
Bye, Sally.
Good luck, Jerry.
Hey, you can't run through the streets in that outfit. They'll put you in jail.
You have to catch me first.
Bring us the news.
Don't forget, Jerry, you're on again at 4:15.
Don't worry, I'll be back.
You can't tell. These things take hours sometimes.
My wife never held up a show in her life.
She's doing fine.
What is it?
Well, all signs point to its being a boy.
Why, he just got here and he's sleeping already.
All babies sleep 20 hours a day, Jerry.
I suppose that's why most of them never amount to anything. What do they call them?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you say?
Well, seeing that he arrived on the 4th of July... What about George Washington, Cohan?
Well, it has a nice patriotic ring to it, all right. What do you think?
Oh, the George is fine, but the Washington may be too long for a billboard.
Well, how about a nice short Irish name, Dennis or Michael?
George Michael Cohan. Yes, I like that name.
Oh, gosh, I forgot. It's a boy!
Oh, Jerry.
Heavenly day, Nelly. He's crying with the broom.
I guess the first thing I ever had my fist on with the American flag, I hitched my wagon to 38 stars and 13 stripes. You know, I was 6 or 7 years old before I realized they weren't celebrating my birthday on the 4th of July. Then my folks had a real break when my little sister Josie made her entrance. She grew to love show business just as she loved everybody and everything. We toured the kerosene circuit in a tank show called Daniel Boone on the Trail. Everybody doubled in brass. Dad walloped the bass drum. For some reason, they teamed me with a donkey. I was a good Democrat even in those days. Mother and Josie threw out handbills. Their smiles would have sold tickets to wooden Indians. They kept putting new stars in the flag, and the Cohans kept rushing out to meet them. We had jokes to match every cornfield. We sang at every milk station.
Larry O'Leary is my name by trade. I am a dancing master. There's no one can teach the same or teach up any faster. It's easy, very easy, if you watch every twist, every turn. Keep your eyes upon me and surprised you will be at the dancing you have yet to learn. Keep your eyes upon me and surprised you will be at the dancing you have yet to learn.
Depression and inflation, part of the country's growing pains. Froze in winter and roasted in summer. But it was a good life. It's a lucky family that dances together every day. '91 found our fortune flat as a pancake. Then came a bolt from the blue. Jobs for the whole family in a show called Peck's Bad Boy. We opened in Brooklyn. The town was known for its spirited audiences even before it had a ball team.
Hammering on our opening night. What are you doing here?
I'm the star of this play, ain't I?
Well, you have the leading part, yes.
That means I'm a star. And if I'm a star, there should be a star in my dressing room door. That's the law of the theater, Dan.
Yes, Jerry, give the devil his due.
I know, but I'm nervous. I'll go blank. I won't be able to remember a line.
Don't worry, Dad. If you stick, I'll throw you the line. And you too, Mother.
Should take care of the damage, don't you think?
Henry, I want you to promise our friend the cop and Mr. Schultz that from now on you'll always be a good boy.
I'll promise, but I can still like any kid in town.
Georgie, great.
Nice going, kid.
Great piece of acting there, Georgie.
When you're going, please.
Boy, you sure hold him in the aisle.
Thanks. But what are you all so surprised about? You could have told during rehearsal that I'd be a sensation in this part. Listen, there's nothing to this acting business. I wonder what took me so long to become a star. Excuse me. Hey, Vance, call rehearsal for 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Jerry, the time has come for George's first spanking.
That's right, Nellie. I'll hold him while you hit him.
Well, not me. I'll hit hard enough to make an impression.
I can't do it. He'll think I'm jealous because he got more laughs than I did. Don't think I'm not either.
Several gentlemen to see you outside. Mr. Cohan.
Oh. Gentlemen of the press, I presume. It's started already. Will you excuse me?
Arrested every one of those hoodlums. And it seems to me you're taking all this very calmly, Jerry Cohan. Your own son almost murdered in cold blood.
Well, may I say it's a fine tribute to George's acting. The way he plays the part, every tough kid in America would want to take a punch at Peck's bad boy just to see what happens.
What? Have I got to go through that every night?
Yes, and matinees, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Georgie, those boys did you a great favor. They saved me a lot of trouble. You know, most actors give their whole lives to their profession without once scoring a hit. You're lucky. You're a hit at the age of 13. I've been in this business a long time, and I've never met a performer who, in the long run, wouldn't rather be a great guy than a great actor. That is, until I made your acquaintance.
Can I be both?
Chances are, the way you're going, you won't be either. If the hoodlums don't get you, a committee of actors will. Actors are considered a very bad risk by insurance companies. And any actor with a conceit like yours, well, we just couldn't afford the premium.
What your father really means is you're too sensitive. You're too anxious to make good. You love the theater too much. Oh, I know you can improve. If you want to.
Sure I can. Just watch me. From now on, I'm Peck's bad boy from 8:30 to 11 in the evening.
That's a boy, Georgie.
I promise, Mother.
And don't forget, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 2:30 till 5.
Yes, sir. And the other 21 and a half hours, I pattern myself after Dad.
Well, he could find a better example, but that's the general idea.
Jerry, what do you know? Ed Albee's coming backstage to see you.
Albee?
That's B.F. Keith's partner.
Big time vaudeville, Nellie. We're in the big time.
He didn't send for us. He's come here to see us.
Maybe better if I spoke business to him, Dad.
Georgie, I thought you said you were going to reform.
I'm sorry.
Now listen, when he comes in here, I want you to keep quiet. Look at the condition of this dressing room.
Josie, get the cheap makeup off the table.
Hurry up.
Quick, Georgie.
Step off that shelf. That's right.
Hey, Albee will be right in. He just stopped at the water cooler.
Jerry, if he offers you a cigar, don't take it.
I'll take it. The little impressive he thinks I can smoke.
Listen, you get behind that curtain.
But, Dad...
Hurry up. I don't want to hear a word out of you. I don't want to even hear you breathe.
Josie, fix the chairs. The other one. Here, take this. Oh, Jerry.
Come, sit down, Nellie. Sit down.
All right.
Come in. Mr. E.F. Albee.
Hello, Cohan.
Albee. Meet Mrs. Cohan.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Sit down, Mr. Albee.
Thank you. I saw your show tonight. Not bad. Have a cigar?
No, thanks.
Of course, your show is no good for vaudeville, but I've seen a lot worse right here in Brooklyn. We're opening a new theater in Philadelphia, the Bijou, on the 4th of July. Now, if you can fix up a good vaudeville act, we'll double your present salary, give you 10 weeks guarantee, and third or fourth billing.
Double our salary?
You'll be with the best variety artists in the country. Vesta Victoria, Eddie Foy, Warden Volk, Claudia Collins, Charlie Case.
Just a second. I'm George M. Cohan. You said you're opening a theater in Philadelphia on July 4th?
Yes, that's right.
That's my birthday.
That isn't why we're opening the theater.
The salary's all right. But how have you got the nerve to offer us third or fourth billing after my performance tonight?
Is this kid in your show?
Am I in the show? Who do you think was Peck's bad boy?
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't quite recognize you.
You didn't? Then maybe you're not the showman you're cracked up to be.
George.
Well, no, maybe I'm not. Maybe you're not quite ready for the big time yet. Mrs. Cohan. Mr. Cohan. Good night.
Mr. Albee.
How do you do, Mr. Albee?
Good evening, Mr. Albee.
Can I call you a carriage, Mr. Albee?
Yes, you will.
Carriage for Mr. Albee. Yes.
Now, you see what happens because you wouldn't lay a hand on him all these years?
Oh, a mother isn't supposed to do any punishing. She just gives her permission.
Have I your permission?
You certainly have.
Don't you think you ought to get my permission too, Dad? Not on the hand, he has to play the violin.
All right, not on the hand.
Not on the mouth, he has to sing.
All right, not on the mouth. Come here. Here's one place without any talent.
Clark, George. Acrobats? Look at the swell write-up we got in the Clipper. Write-up?
You'll find us wherever new states sprouted on the prairie.
We played every town in America that had a theater.
Any mail from Mr. Cohan?
I know your father picked up his mail.
I mean for Mr. George M. Cohan.
The next 10 years rushed by like a circus train. Dad seemed content with the sticks, but I was straining at the leash.
There's your mail, Mr. Cohan.
Thanks. A couple of tickets for the show. We were playing stock in Buffalo. And being versatile, I was playing my mother's father.
Oh, Daddy, he has left me.
All is for the best, my daughter. In life we trip, but right ourselves.
I was correct about man's love. First he considers his pleasure, or his honor, or his purse. And only secondly does he think of the woman he says he loves. Now I must go life's journey alone and struggle on my weary way to find peace.
Courage, Emily. Courage. Living has taught your father many things. Among them, to take the bitter with the better. The road to happiness is paved with heartaches and stones.
All yours, sweetheart. Good luck, honey. Hey, George, there's a young lady. One of those stage struck kids would like to talk to you.
Sure in.
All right, miss. Mr. Cohan will see you.
Thank you.
He's all yours.
I'm 18. I sing and I dance and I'm going to New York. Should I? Oh, Mr. Cohan, you're so old and so experienced in the theater. So fatherly. Do you think it's wise? I mean, my being 18, singing and dancing, going to New York?
Well, that's very wise. I mean, being 18 is very wise. And as for New York, the four Cohans open there this fall with their new show, with a new cyclorama and 2 carloads of scenery.
Really? When are you leaving here?
Tomorrow night, right after the show.
Oh, I can't leave till Wednesday. Graduate from high school Tuesday.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, Georgie, excuse me. You haven't forgotten we have a date tonight, have you?
Oh, no, of course not. We're going roller skating.
Roller skating on a night like this? Why, there's a moon out. I'll be ready in 5 minutes.
Pipperino, isn't she?
Yes. Is she your daughter?
Oh, I'm not married.
Your niece, perhaps.
Oh, she's just a kid with the show. We've been dating.
Isn't she a little too young for you?
Oh, no, she's getting along in years. She's 17.
Well, shall I sing for you? I know I have talent, even if I am from Buffalo.
Well, we haven't got any piano handy.
Well, I'll dance.
Well, that's rather old, isn't it? Everybody's done that. You don't want to be just an imitator, do you?
Oh, no. Here's the step I made up myself.
But on the other hand, you don't want to be too original either, do you?
No.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. You sit right here. You sit right here, and I will give you an idea of what I mean. It may not be much. I'm not the dancer I used to be. But then, who is? Now, watch carefully, now.
Oh, no, no.
Looks like it.
Oh, but your heart.
My heart is every bit as good as it ever was.
Oh, so fast. Such excitement.
Oh,
your age. Donna, red.
And maybe I have overdone it a little.
Oh, look at the perspiration on your brow. Your wrinkles. What happened to your wrinkles?
Well, I do have to make up older than I actually am, you know.
How old are you?
Not yet 70.
You seem different from when I first came in. Even your voice sounds younger.
Well, you see, it's a gift I have. I'm always as young as the people I'm with. And you've made me feel very young. Very young.
I'm glad.
Well, now, let's make plans. Which manor shall I take you to see first? Claude Erlanger? Good old Abe's a very nice fellow, but maybe a little bit too soon. Tony Pastor? Well, that's better. Paul Bean, Costa and Beale and Proctor.
Oh!
Oh! Now, wait a minute, little girl. You're not going to let an old white beard and a couple of eyebrows frighten you, are you? If you're going into show business, you're going to see a lot of those.
I'm not so sure I want to go into show business now.
What, a girl with your talent and ability? There are very few around who can sing and dance and act, too.
How do you know I can do all those things? You've never seen me.
I don't have to see you. I can tell a trooper a mile away, right on sight. Besides, I feel as though I've known you for years. What's your name?
Mary.
That's a very pretty name, a very pretty name. Now, Mary, you calm down. Let's go and have a bite to eat, huh? I always eat after the last show. You hungry?
Oh, yes, I've been sitting in the theater since 2 o'clock this afternoon trying to get up courage to come backstage.
You must be hungry after 7 shows. We'll have a nice cold bottle and a bird.
What's a cold bottle?
Well, that's what we in show business call a piece of pie and a glass of milk.
Aren't you going roller skating with that Piperino?
No, I'm tired of picking her up. What's the matter, Mary?
Born in Virginia, that's the state that will win ya. If you got a soul in ya, ain't no southern frown.
In the city of Norfolk,
home of beauties and war talk,
reckon you like it
if you should strike at that doggone town.
Contract on my desk already made out. Go on, get it. Say, if any of the four commands ask you how you like their act, just tell them it was fair.
I get you.
Gentlemen, my mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you.
Nice going, folks.
Let's turn them out of the chairs.
You all set up for your boys. Go get them.
Oh, Dad, after the way we went tonight, we're certainly ready for New York.
Tough audience. If we're a hit here, it's a cinch in New York.
Nice going, kids.
Oh, Mr. Cohan. Just a minute. Pretty fair act you folks have got.
Well, they seem to like it all right.
That's a soft audience. You got any open time?
Yes, from now on.
I'd like to make you a little offer.
We'd be glad to talk about it.
Fine, fine. You know, they're always a soft audience here on Wednesday. Push over.
Did you catch it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a wonderful George. But I don't know. I miss that beard.
Mm-hmm. Did you get up on that number?
Yes, it's a lovely song, George. I've learned it by heart.
Good. I rehearsed it with the orchestra leader, and you do it this show. He knows your key, and you just follow him for tempo.
But there's a notice on the call board. You can't change your act after the first show. And the manager expects me to sing The Wedding of the Lily and the Rose.
The manager. Who are they applauding out there, the manager or me? Now go on out there and do it.
Oh, George, I can't move. I can't go out there, not without rehearsal.
What are you worried about? You're doing a George M. Cohan lyric to a George M. Cohan melody.
Yes, but it's my voice.
A George M. Cohan discovery. Nobody ever had a better start.
major introduction. Go on.
When they see it coming, all them babies take a chill. Diamonds glistening all around and style enough to kill. Her steady fella broke a dice game down in Louisville and buys her chicken every day for lunch. Come Devin. Dreamy eyes that sparkle and she rolls them mighty cute. Colored gentlemen say that lady certainly is a beaut. Go broke that she's a hot potato. She's a red hot radiator. She's the warmest baby in the bunch.
Consecutive weeks in New York. That's the big time. When you leave New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago.
Look at that.
And buy her chicken every day for lunch. Come there.
What's going on here?
Take your makeup off. I'll be back in just a minute.
Colored gentlemen say that lady certainly is a beaut. Go broke that she's a hot potato. She's a red hot potato.
Hey, Bill. What is this? What's she singing? Who told her to switch that number? She's supposed to be singing The Wedding of the Lily and the Rose. Now, who told her to switch that number?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Bring down that curtain.
Pull out the house lights. As soon as she finishes the chorus, pull out the house lights.
Wait a second. Give her a chance. See how that song goes.
See how the song goes? The song is gone. Pull out the lights.
No, don't do it, Charlie.
Say, who does she think she is? Who does she think is running this theater? What does she mean by changing her number? The only reason I put her on was because the dog act got drunk.
He'll be all right in the morning.
Oh, she was your idea.
And a very good idea, too.
Now I know who got the dog act drunk.
Who, me? Why, I've never been in a saloon in my life.
Style enough to kill. Her steady fella broke a dice game down in Louisville and buys her chicken.
Look, could you ask for anything more than that? Huh?
Sweet tea's wonderful, I think.
Don't you think so?
Oh, don't do that! Don't do that! Pull out the lights. Pull down that curtain.
You're on next. Hey, boys, start limbering up. You follow the jugglers.
You get that curtain up. You can't ring down on a George M. Cohan song.
George M.'s? Oh, I see. Oh, it's your song. You wrote it.
You can tell that by the applause. Now, Mary, I want you to go out there and do an encore. Do one more chorus and really do it.
Yeah, oh, no. No, you don't. Young lady, listen. If you're going to be trying out any junk like that, you'll do it on a split beat time, but you'll not be singing songs like that in my theater. Now, you take a little tip from me, you start packing.
Feeler, if you've got any squawks, you unload them on me. I'm the one that started all this.
Listen, Squirt, any more interference on your part, and you'll be blacklisted in show business. You won't even be able to get into a stage door of any theater in this country. And what's more, as for those songs of yours, they won't even be played on a hurdy-gurdy.
Are you trying to threaten me?
I see all.
Young lady?
Mary, don't pay any attention. Here now.
Get me the key to your dressing room. Drunk or sober, the dog act goes down on the next show. And look here. Cohan, you're fired. You're canceled. You're washed up. You and your whole family.
Oh, things were tough. But at least I was in New York. I had a trunk full of songs and play scripts and a heart full of confidence. I'm glad I had it.
I'm sorry, I can't use this, Cohan.
Youth needs confidence. I'd learned my job the hard way, all over the United States. And now guys who had never been past the corner cigar store were saying my stuff was no good. A kid had to believe in himself to buck that.
Spend or will even lend.
Harrigan!
That's me.
Who is your friend when you find that you need a friend? Harrigan!
That's me. I'm just as proud of me name, you see, as an emperor, czar, or king could be. Who is the man that helps a man every time he can?
Harrigan!
That's me. H.
A.
W. R. I.
T. A. N. Spelled Harrigan.
Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. And devil a man can say a word again me. H.
A.
W-R-I-G.
G-A-N-U-C.
Is a name that a shame never has been connected with.
Harrigan.
That's me.
H. A.
trouble, all right. G-A-N spells Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Devil a man can say a word again me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N, you see, is the name that a shame never has been connected with Harrigan. That's me.
Well, what do you think?
I didn't like it. It didn't appeal to me.
What do you mean it didn't appeal to you? I'm the senior partner around here. I make the decisions.
Well, what did you think?
It didn't appeal to me either.
Which proves, gentlemen, that you have no ear for music.
He's got no ear for music. I'm the senior partner. I have a wonderful ear for music.
But what about the libretto? It's a grand story, isn't it?
I laughed all the way through it.
That's my cue. If Harold laughs, then I know it isn't funny.
Why don't you have Mr. Cohen sing the rest of the score for you? Maybe you just didn't like Harrigan because I haven't got much of a voice.
Oh, I think you have a lovely voice. Don't you think so, Mr. Dietz?
Yes, you have a very nice voice. In fact, if you'd like a job answering our phone...
Are you or are you not going to produce my play?
If you think I'd put any of my wife's money into that trash, you're crazy.
That's it, Mary. That's enough. They've had their chance.
Have you an appointment?
Yes, my name's Sam Harris. I want to see them about this melodrama
I
have.
Up to us to teach them their business.
We're busy men. We have no time to listen to that junk.
You don't know it, boys, but your days are numbered. You're making room for the likes of me. Someday, Mr. Senior Partner, you're going to come to me and admit you were wrong.
In 20 years of show business, I never once admitted I was wrong. That's his department.
And as for your wife's money...
Excuse me. I have an appointment.
Who are you?
My name's Sam Harris. I have a melodrama here.
I have called Wildflower.
Wildflower. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Horses.
Oh, and Indians. Uh-oh.
Come on now, Mary. Don't let a couple of guild ones like that get under your skin. There's no sense in crying now.
Buffalo is such a beautiful city.
Is that what you're crying about?
It's a beautiful city, but I hate to go back to it.
Don't worry, you won't have to. I'll show them yet. I'm going to have my name posted and plastered up and down Broadway until I'm as well known as Hood Sarsaparilla. And if you stick along, we'll whip them to a standstill. We'll take them like Grant took Richmond.
I never really thought of leaving, George.
We'll make this whole theatrical business sit up and holler for help. That's what we'll do. They'll all hear from us, every one of them. They'll all hear from us.
I'm the senior partner here. I'll do the throwing out.
Wait a minute. You don't have to throw me out. I know the way. It's the last time I'll ever bring you a play.
That's my department.
Now I will take it to Clara and Erlanger. They don't always think of box office.
Thanks.
Too expensive.
Didn't even read the second act. Probably the biggest forest fire that was ever seen.
I think he's a little upset. 5:30. We'd have done 8 shows by this time in Buffalo.
Juggler just did 3 weeks back board.
Oh, put him at the head of the table so he doesn't have to reach for everything.
Where shall I put the magician?
Until he's paired up, he sits at the foot of the table with the Kohan.
Oh, starvation corner.
And put the goulash at the head of the table and keep everything but the noodles and the maple syrup out of the reach of the Kohan.
Noodles and syrup are just enough to keep him alive.
Anybody who owes me 2 months' board bill, I just keep alive. I don't have to put weight on them. No, from now on, this is your seat.
Oh, thank you.
And you, Master Magician, you sit over there with the Kohan.
Madam, someday I hope you will give me the pleasure of sawing you in half.
I just heard today that Hammerstein was bringing over the Scotch actor, Harry Lauder, at $2,500 a week.
Hammerstein's a great showman. A lot of people have never seen a Scotchman.
Take some goulash, Mrs. Cohen. Did you have that appointment this afternoon with that man about your booking?
Appointment? Oh, yes. He's going to give work to the act any day now.
What happened to that Boston offer you got? That was a mighty sweet proposition. 4 weeks guarantee, $300 a week and top billing.
Well, we didn't take it. See, it just wasn't right.
Any act that lays off as long as you have, any offer's all right.
Butter?
We just thought we'd rest a few more weeks.
Yes, you see, my brother's writing some new material for us, and well, we're just not ready to open.
You're not fooling anybody, folks. Everybody knows that you and Nellie and Josie can get work anytime, anyplace. But nobody wants Georgie.
Sure, he's made trouble in every theater this side of San Francisco.
You can't lay off the rest of your life just because every manager in town has blackballed Georgie.
His family hasn't blackballed him. We may have to take a lot of hard knocks and make a lot of sacrifices, but if they want our act, they'll have to take him, too. We're not breaking up our act or our family.
All right, all right. Let the blackballs fall where they may.
Madam Bartholdi!
Champagne for everybody.
Huh? Even if I had it, who would pay for it?
Dietz and Goff. They're producing Little Johnny Jones.
Oh, George, really? George, not
yeah?
really.
They went crazy about the book, and when Dietz heard the music, he said, to heck with his wife's money, he's going to use his own.
There's a second round of champagne on me, if you had me. Pass that goulash down to this end of the table.
Oh, George. Think of those billboards. Book, music, and lyrics, all by George M. Cohan. Oh, Georgie, I...
Oh, now, take it easy, Josie. There's enough water on the goulash now. Dad, I'm going to be tied up in rehearsal for the next few months, so why don't you and Mom and Josie take whatever offers in the meantime to fill in?
Well, I hate to see the act split up, George, but if you think so...
Oh, sure. You can play all that stuff around Chicago for Sullivan. The money's good and the jumps are short.
It's a good idea. You get tired resting too long.
Hmm.
But it won't be the same going back on the road without you, Georgie. Why... We'll be like a carriage with only three wheels.
But you will admit I was kind of a bumpy wheel. You'll roll along a whole lot easier without me.
Oh, no, Georgie, no.
Oh, but you will.
If there's a part in your play for a bicycle rider, I used to be known as Venus on Wheels.
Mm-hmm. I always knew you weren't a cook.
How's everything going, George?
Not so good, kid, not so good. I've been pounding the pavement so long, my socks have bunions. Say, Mac, could you put a head on that, please?
You bet I will.
Now, the villain turns to the boy and says, I'll tell the girl who you are unless you help me hold up this train. Think fast, it's due in 10 minutes. You'll have the audience standing in their seats with excitement.
I know. The hero helps him, gets shot in the leg, and the girl nurses him back to health.
No, he gets shot in the arm, Mr. Schwab, not the leg. Do you know what happens next?
I won't be in the theater to find out. I will be down the street watching a musical comedy. Before I put $10,000 into a show, it must have zonks, dancers, and a lot of girls. Women, little rose petals.
Now, the big scene is where the hero saves the girl from a burning forest fire. It won't be terribly expensive, Mr. Schwab. I know where I can get a cheap fire.
You don't need much of a fire. Just enough to burn that manuscript.
Oh, here you are. I've been looking all over town for you.
What?
Come on, we've got to go over to Dietz and Goff and sign those papers.
Papers?
What papers?
Oh, I see you don't want to talk about it in front of Mr. Schwab. Say, you haven't discussed our musical with Mr. Schwab.
Music?
Remember what we promised Dietz and Goff.
Believe me, I haven't said a word about a musical.
That's good, because Dietz said it was the best musical he's ever read. He even allowed Goff to agree with him. When I told him about those 20 ponies and 20 showgirls all coming downstage...
Ponies and showgirls?
Just a minute, young fellow. Would you mind telling me what you're talking about?
Wait, we've got to check for this table.
Yes, sir. No, that's mine.
Oh, no. Well, we won't argue about it. Better mention, Mr. Schwab.
That's mine.
Come on, we can't keep these waiting.
All right.
You are a fine guy. You have girls up your sleeve, you have bunnies and showgirls, and you don't tell me about it. What's it about?
We gave our word to Dietz.
We haven't got time for details. It's about Todd Sloan in London.
The famous jockey.
Yeah, come on, partner.
Jockey sounds well. Just my luck to miss out on it. Well, good luck, boys.
Oh, you forgot your manuscript.
Oh,
say,
yeah.
Before we sign up with Dietz and Goff, I made some change in the lyric of Yankee Doodle. I want you to hear it.
Yankee Doodle?
But you shouldn't have done that. It was perfect the way it was.
Oh, you're going to like this. Give the number added value.
May I listen a little?
Well, think we should?
I don't know.
Huh?
If you promise to be quiet.
I promise.
All right. Well, there's a piano in the private room.
Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle candy.
Dandy. Yankee Doodle dandy.
Yankee Doodle. Thank you, candy. Yankee Doodle candy.
I'm a Yankee Doodle dandy. Yankee Doodle, do or die. A real life nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
I have heard enough. I will never forgive you for trying to palm over forest fire on me when you had that musical all the time.
Yes, but we gave our word to Dietz.
I can't understand it. Why is Dietz's wife's money better than my wife's money? Why? Must you give it to Dietz and Goff? Must you give it?
Well, I don't know. I like Dietz, but I'm not too fond of Goff.
I'm crazy about Goff, but I've got the use for Dietz.
Gentlemen, you are in perfect agreement. I will give you a check to bind the deal.
Here.
Thank you. What's your partner's name?
I don't know. What's my partner's name?
Well, don't toy with the kid at a time like this. Tell him. George M. Cohan.
George M. Cohan. C-O-H-A-N. And what is my junior partner's name?
Sam H. Harris Shake.
Hello? What should I have?
Cohan and Harris.
Cohan and...
Mm-hmm.
Harris?
All the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
Oh, Uncle Sam.
I'm a real life Yankee Doodle. Made my name and fame and boodle just as Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain. I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a Josh. She's a Yankee, by gosh.
Oh,
anything about a Yankee, that's all for me.
Little Johnny Jones,
the
jockey from the USA.
We'll ride the pony, Yankee Doodle, English Derby Day.
Jones's broken records every track at every beat.
So Yankee Doodle's gonna be the boy they have to beat.
Sportsmen of the British out who followed his career have offered Johnny anything to keep him over here.
But all the money in the Bank of England couldn't pay enough to keep young Johnny Jones away from old Broadway.
If you want to take a trip, the surest of sure things.
Have your houses mortgaged, hop your watches, pawn your rings.
And put it all on Yankee Doodle, Johnny Jones is up.
I'm gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
He's gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the pony. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
He's a Yankee Doodle.
Look at him rear, he's broken line, he's simply wild to run. Now they're back in line again, there's the starting gun.
Come on, Yankee Doodle, we have got to hold the poodle on you. Run, rear, rear, rear.
Yankee takes the lead.
Come on, break away, they're showing how to earn their hay, they're how to run. Rear, 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 show a little speed.
At the quarter, he's gaining, at the turn now, he's reining his horse.
Go, 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 hold it back, let's go.
At the half mark, he's cruising, but seems to be losing his lead.
Rear, 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 you simply have to win.
He'll never win, he'll never win. The other nags are closing in. He's gone to third from second place.
It looks as though he's on the race.
He's got him in a pocket. He can't get in the clear. They're in the stretch. Here they come. He's falling to the rear.
He's lost the race, but it's a fright.
He found a blind, a rooster, blind and clear, and I'm a little Johnny Jones. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. It's all over. Yankee Doodle let him down. So they'll either pasture him in clover or have him hauling rubbish in London town.
Goodbye, Johnny.
You've been dishonest, and we find that you be suspended for throwing a race.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle, do or die. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle.
Going wonderful, George. You got them eating right out of your hand.
My congratulations.
Thanks, Sam. It'll be great as long as those critics don't start eating off my leg.
Oh, don't worry about the critics. You got a smash hit. It's in the air, kid. It's in the air. You can't stop anything. It's in the air.
Skyrocket. If it goes off, you'll know that I've obtained certain papers from Anstey's cabin that'll prove you innocent of throwing the English Derby. It'll mean complete vindication. So stick here on the pier and watch for the skyrocket.
Thanks, pal. I'll be watching.
Goodbye, Johnny. And don't worry, we still believe in you.
Thanks, kid. That'll help a lot. Goodbye.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with that old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
We'll give your regards to Broadway. Remember you to Herald Square. We'll tell all the gang at 42nd Street that you will soon be there. We'll whisper of how you're yearning to mingle with the old time throng. We'll give your regards to old Broadway and say,
with your department.
Is it the robin that heralds the first breath of spring?
How can you think of robins in the spring when we're freezing to death in Illinois?
Hey, Jerry, did you see the way the Bill and Ewan walk in? Come here. Look at that. Funny, isn't it?
Jerry and Ellie and Josie Cohan. Family of George M. Cohan, the new Broadway sensation.
Hey, the kid's doing all right, isn't he?
Hey, look at that.
Well, that's true. He is the biggest thing on Broadway.
Yeah, I know, but it ain't right. We've got a good act, and we'll build our own reputation. We'll be billed as we should be billed, the three Cohans.
All right, no need to get excited.
Listen, don't think I'm jealous of George's success, even though I am a better actor.
Of course you're not jealous. Everybody knows that.
Oh, there'll be no stopping George. All he needs is a little more experience, and he'll be a genius.
He mustn't know that I'm a better actor. It might interfere with him becoming a genius.
Still, it does look a little funny. George being the toast of Broadway, and you folks gathering a few crumbs in the tank towns.
Is either of you fellas Jerry Cohan?
I am.
Well, George.
Impossible to find three clever actors named Cohan for my new show anywhere in New York. Return immediately for rehearsal.
What'd I tell you?
The four of us back together again. And on Broadway.
Oh, you wonderful girl. What a wonderful girl you are. You made the world appear to me, near to me, dear to me.
Blue skies, gray skies, Main Street or Broadway skies,
under December or May skies, I'll be true to you.
Everybody's going to the barber's ball. There ain't gonna be any sleep at all until the stars are gone, until the break of dawn. We're gonna dance at the barber's ball.
Even in the kitchen, you sound like a tetrazzini.
In Buffalo, they say I have a nice little voice.
But they know in Buffalo. In Buffalo, they thought I was an old man. Well, how do you like your part so far?
Oh, I like it. I like it because it's small. I'd be afraid to try anything bigger.
Well, you've got something on the leading lady. You've got the best song on the show. Here it is. It's finished. Come on.
Well, what about the lyrics?
Don't give it to you now. Sit down and give me a pickup. My mother's name was Mary. She was so good and true. Because her name was Mary, she called me Mary too. She wasn't gay or airy, but plain as she could be. I'd hate to meet a Mary who called herself Marie. For it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say, Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came, and there is something there that sounds so square. It's a grand old name.
For it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be. But with propriety, society will say Mary. But it was Mary, long before the fashions came, and there is something there that sounds so square. It's the grand old name.
Yeah.
Gee, I never cared much for my name before. It was kind of common. Gee, there are millions of Marys around. But
no. But I didn't write it for the millions of Marys. I wrote of one particular, very special Mary.
It's a wonderful feeling having your name written in music.
And not bad music either, huh?
Nope, it isn't. But how will everybody know that I'm the Mary? I want to make sure that everybody knows it was written for me.
They'll know all right. When they look at you singing that song and then look at me looking at you, they'll know.
Oh, George.
Take that up an octave.
George!
Excuse me for butting in. I've been looking all over town for you. Strange that I should find you here. Hello, Mary.
Mr. Harris, what do you think? George has just written a new song for me to sing in a show. Think I'll be able to do it?
Why, of course. You've got a nice little voice.
That is not a little voice, and you need an ear trumpet.
Come on, we've got to get up to the Lyceum. We've got to see Faye Templeton before she goes on.
Faye Templeton, what does she want to see us about?
She doesn't want to see us. We want to see her. You need a leading lady for your new show. You've got your angel, you
know? Faye Templeton. It's not bad. She can do 2 years in the turkey she's in now. She can do 4 for us. Think she'll take it?
I don't know, but at least it'll give you a chance to get her autograph.
Or for her to get mine.
Why don't you bring her back to supper after the show?
Well, if she's still speaking to us.
Would you like to buy it? Thank you.
Well, George, there's one thing in our favor. Erlang is on our side. He's got a lot of influence with Miss Templeton.
Well, you talk to Erlang and I'll tackle Templeton.
Listen, George, you don't tackle a star like Miss Templeton. You approach her, and very tactfully, too.
Well, if it's tact that does it, done.
If you get me in to see Miss Templeton, I'll get you 2 passes to my next show.
Look, Deets. Looks naked without garb.
Yeah. Where's Miss Templeton's dressing? Upstairs.
Hey, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to see to it that Miss Templeton gets your flowers. My respects to Mrs. Deets.
Now, that was a very sweet gesture.
But you've got to remember, Faye, we're having a tough time lining up a vehicle for you. Now, you should listen to this man. He's just written a big hit.
One hit. He may be a flash in the pan for all we know. And I heard about little Johnny Jones. And I read the critics of all the loud, vulgar flag-waving.
Well, it was a wow. I haven't laughed so much in years. The fellow's got the golden touch.
Maybe so. But not for me, Mr. Erlanger. What I want is a quiet, dignified musical play. I want to perform in a theater, not a boiler factory.
Come in. Hello, Harris.
How are you, Cohen?
Hello, Abe.
Everything's all right. You seem my
father. Oh, Faye, may I present Mr. Harris?
How do you do?
And, Faye, this is Mr. Cohen, George M. Cohen.
How do you do?
You know, we were just talking about you, George. Miss Devil has never seen you work.
Been sicker in Europe.
No. I've been right here on this stage for 2 years.
Oh, buried. Don't misunderstand me, Miss Templeton. I've never been at a loss for words before, but right now, standing here in your presence, why, I hardly... Well, I prefer to have these flowers speak for me.
Why, Mr. Cohen, how sweet of you.
Oh, it's nothing at all. Something I thought of,
but
I can't...
Excuse me for breaking in on you like this, Miss Templeton, but I would like to present my own flowers my own way.
But, Mr. Cohen, I thought...
Drunk.
Is he?
May I have the honor of supping with you at breakfast tonight after the show and drinking champagne out of your... Pardon me, slipper.
Excuse me, Mr. Deeds. Haven't you forgotten that your junior partner, Mr. Goff, does all the drinking?
Yes, but on special occasions, I take over.
May I have the honor of putting these in water for you?
Well, really,
I never saw Deeds drunk before. Shall we get down to business?
If you like, Abe.
Well, George, how would you like to do a play with one of the biggest stars in America?
What do you think I've been doing?
You see what I mean, Faye? Isn't he a card?
Positively a riot.
Yes. George, what's your new story like? That is, I mean, can you write a play without a flag?
Miss Templeton, I can write a play without anything except a pencil. Laugh. Well, look, the
There's
first act...
There's really no use discussing anything. I'm afraid I would never please the sort of people who revel in your antics and fireworks.
Oh, you're just being modest, Miss Templeton. If you let yourself go, you'd be just as noisy and entertaining as the rest of us. You might even have some fun yourself.
Abe, isn't it about time for the curtain to go up?
But look, Miss Templeton, if you haven't got time now, maybe you'll give us a few minutes after the show.
I'm sorry. After the show, I'm going home to New Rochelle. It's only 45 minutes from here. But thank heavens it's like 1,000 miles from all the noisy, neurotic people one has to associate with in our profession.
Oh, now, Miss Templeton, now...
Faye, I want to...
That tact of yours, that wonderful tact. What are you thinking about? Well, have you thought it over, Faye?
I'm not interested in Mr. Cohen or his play.
Well, now you're making a great mistake, Faye. He's the most original thing that ever hit Broadway. You know why? because it's the whole darn country squeezed into one pair of pants. His writing, his song, why, even his walk and his talk, they all touch something way down here in people. Now, don't ask me why it is, but it happens every time the curtain goes up. It's pure magic.
I'm bored by magic. I know his formula. A fresh young sprout gets rich between 8:30 and 11 p.m.
Yes, that's just it, Faye. George M. Cohan has invented the success story, and every American loves it because it happened to be his own private dream. He's found the mainspring of the Yankee clock. Ambition, pride, patriotism. That's why they call him the Yankee Doodle Boy. Now, if you'll take a tip from me, Faye, you'll do just what I'm doing. You'll hitch your wagon to his star right now.
Abe, I've got to change for the second act.
Now, Faye, don't make up your mind too quickly. Take a little time to think it over.
Who's locked my door?
Who is it?
What's going on here?
He'll be through in a minute.
Excuse me, Miss Templeton. I beg your pardon. I didn't realize who you were. Come in.
May I?
Well, of course.
What does this mean? Would you mind telling me why you're still here?
Well, here it is, ready and waiting and dedicated to you.
What?
Well, when you made that exit speech, you said you lived only 45 minutes in Broadway. Well, that struck me as being a perfect title for a show and a perfect title for a song.
You mean to say that during the first act you've written this new song?
Well, strange surrounding. That's why it took me so long.
He's worked so hard, Miss Templeton, the least you can do is to hear it.
Yeah, it'll only take a minute, won't it, George?
Depends on the encores.
Well, you certainly are persistent. All right, go ahead. Mind if I change?
Oh, thank you, Miss Templeton. That's wonderful of you. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead, George, play it.
Only 45 minutes from Broadway. Think of the changes it brings. For the short time it takes, what a difference it makes in the ways of the people and things. Oh, what a fine bunch of Rubens. Oh, what a jay atmosphere. They have whiskers like hay, and imagine Broadway only 45 minutes from here. Only 45 minutes from Broadway.
That's good. It's rather different.
You like that, Templeton, do you? Excuse me. That's only a chorus number. He's got one number called Mary that's just perfect for you.
She doesn't sing that.
He's going to sing it. Oh, no, shut up. When you hear this, it's the best thing he's ever done.
Mary, This looks very interesting.
But you wouldn't like that. It's only a so-so number.
Well, if it's as good as 45 minutes from Broadway.
But it isn't, and besides you...
What do you want to do? Spoil everything?
Let her have that.
Well, let her have it.
What difference? You better let her have it. She's going to sing it.
But she can't sing it.
She will sing it.
Listen, with Abe's money and your brains, we'll be able to come in here with him.
I'm sure our song will live forever. I've been playing it ever since you left, and the neighbors haven't complained one. Mm-hmm. What happened with Faye Templeton?
Oh, she's dying to play the part, but I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet. Ham or bacon?
Bacon.
Good. Ham makes me self-conscious.
Do you mean you're hesitating about having Faye Templeton in your show?
Well, you know how those big stars are always so temperamental and hard to get along with, asking impossible terms and conditions. I'll take my coffee black.
I think you ought to give in to her.
But, darling, no matter what she asks?
No matter what she asks.
Why are you so concerned with Faye Templeton?
Oh, I don't care for Templeton. I'm looking out for you. Think what it means for you to have a star like Templeton in your show.
Always worried about me, aren't you? Ever think about yourself?
Not much lately. Haven't had time. The minute I saw you without your beard, I knew here was a little boy who needed a lot of looking after. So I gave myself the job. There are a lot of singers, you know, but very few really good looker-afters.
Darling... How would you like a lifetime job of looking after? Leading lady, run of the play. Maybe a few heartaches after the curtain goes up, but I can guarantee you some laughs. How does it sound?
I think I might like it, Mr. Cohan. Could I
see some of the script?
Mm-hmm. Not bad for a first reading.
The coffee's boiling over.
Oh, darling, something I forgot to tell you.
Yes, dear?
I gave your song to Faye Templeton tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Darling, you hear me? I gave your song to Faye Templeton tonight.
Yes, I know. I knew you did, dear, when you brought the candy and flowers.
Should have sung it.
Oh, that's all right. Faye has the song. I have the author.
And there is something there that sounds so well. It's a grand old name.
Only 45 minutes. Changes it brings. For the short time it takes, what a difference it makes in the ways of the people and things. Oh, what a fine bunch of Reubens. Oh, what a jay atmosphere. They have whiskers like hay and imagine Broadway only 45 minutes from here.
We hate to see you go. forget to confess. Oh. And we'll all be happy for you, Mary.
This guy Cohan. He's got him lined up at the box office. I've never seen the guy. With his name all over the place. Look at that. Cohan and Harris present George Washington Jr., starring the author and composer, George M. Cohan. I wonder what the M is for. Oh, modesty.
Hello, Mr. Foy.
How are you?
Sure enjoyed your show last night.
Thank you.
You always appear in the kind of stuff I like.
Thank you. Thank you. That's very nice of you. George M. Cohan and his royal family. Books and lyrics, music, and directed by George M. Cohan. Printed by Sam Davinsky. That must be Cohan's alias. He said he takes care of himself in billing as George M. Cohan.
You don't have to memorize that one, kid. There's plenty more all over town.
I'd like to forget it. Say, listen, Cole, are you connected with this turkey?
What makes you think it's a turkey? I hear it's pretty good.
It's a malicious rumor to gyp the public. Who is this guy, Cohan? Where is he from? What is he, an upstart?
Oh, he's been through the mill, played everything, small time and big time vaudeville, rep shows, even followed dog acts.
Must have looked like an encore. Say, is he as good as Foy?
Who?
Foy. Eddie Foy. Oh, pardon me.
Pardon me, I didn't quite catch the name. Would you mind spraying it again?
Eddie Foy. The star that's got the big show down the street with a chorus of 70.
Why, I thought they looked a little younger than that. I hear now that Cohan's in town. Foy's going to retire.
Foy won't retire till he's 90.
Is it going to take him that long to discover he had no talent? Why, they tell me when he tries to sing, the orchestra puts up umbrellas.
Tries to sing? Why, he's a genius. He keeps his audience glued to the seat.
That's one way of keeping him in the theater. Cohan does it with talent. Look, produces his own plays, writes his own books, lyrics, and music, plays the leads, and is a great dancer.
He dances, eh? When does he get time to practice?
When you write your own plays, you don't have to practice. Cohan's done all right. He's given the world Yankee Doodle Dandy. What's Foy done for his country?
He gave him 7 kids.
Does he dance?
One of the best.
When does he get time to practice?
Say, listen, young fella. My name's Eddie Foy.
I know it. I'm George M. Cohan.
Oh, so you're Cohan. Well, if I said anything accidental to make you mad, I want you to know I'm darn glad I did.
I don't blame you. I'd feel the same way if I were up against Cohan. What do you like to drink?
Oh, moxie.
Then supply it. The attraction inside is a whole lot bigger than I am. Come and see it when your show closes.
Reeling when I listen to the music of a military band. Every tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of God.
Melody untiring, it's so inspiring.
We're wrong, we're wrong, we're going to jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love. The home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue. Where there's never a ghost or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flag. We took the red from the flame of dawn, the dawn of a new nation. And the white was the white of the snow at Valley Forge. The blue was the blue of the free, open sky. And the stars were the 13 sisters by the sea who built their home and called it Liberty.
We'll sing away the spirit.
Right.
The spirit of freedom.
Right again. That's the spirit. Guys like to see.
Front row center, the greatest show on earth, the people.
To the people. God bless them. Oh, it's such fun, Mother. Having cows and chickens and everything's running so smoothly.
Well, it's always been a dream of ours, Mary. We kept hoping for 20 years that it might come through someday.
Imagine knowing how to feed chickens or how much to feed them. And you're a farmer only 3 weeks.
Well, Jerry and I have seen a lot of chickens from train windows, and we always wanted to raise some of our own. You know, watch them hatch and feed them and eat them. If we only could.
They're so pretty.
anything?
Yeah.
What'd you get Dad for his birthday?
Oh, nothing much. Just a smoking jacket.
Is it bright? Lots of color? I mean, will he like it?
Well, it's silk and gray, red, and very yellow.
That'll do it. Look what I got him, Georgie.
Well, now, there's a present. That must have set you back a few.
I thought Dad needed a new watch. His old one's so loud you can hear right through his coat. My future husband helped me pick it out.
Your future what?
Husband. We're getting married as soon as Fred's road tour is over.
Little Georgie's going to get married, huh? Oh, it doesn't seem that long ago. What happens to the four Kohans?
Oh, just a simple case of subtraction. You know, one from four leaves three. Three Kohans.
That's only arithmetic. One Kohan from four Kohans leaves nothing. Mom and Pop know?
Mom's been working on a wedding dress for weeks. What are you thinking about, Georgie?
I'm going to write you the most terrific wedding march ever put on paper. It'll pack the pews. Say, Dad, would you tell Josie just because she wants to get married that there's no reason to break up the act? The four Kohans are just as much an institution as marriage is.
Oh, Georgie, no one knows that any better than I do. But we want to settle down and raise a family.
What's the matter? Can't he raise a family and be a stage manager, too?
Sure.
George, I'm afraid your mother and I are breaking up the act before Josie is.
You hear that, Sam? All three of them walking out on me.
Well, it's been a 40-year run, remember?
I'm giving you our 2 weeks' notice, George.
All we'd like to do now is spend the rest of our days here on this farm.
But you can't do that. You can't put an actor out to grass. Fresh air kills him.
We've gained nearly 10 pounds apiece.
You can work it off. The show's ready to go into rehearsal.
There are grand parts in it for both of you.
No, George, we've had good times together, and, well, new shows need new faces and new feet to go with you.
From now on, it's just you alone, son.
What's this?
A surprise, Dad.
Happy birthday.
Mr. Cohan.
Get your own birthday. Yeah.
Well, here we are. Make a wish.
Make your wish.
I have.
Good one, Dad.
Which one do you want to open first?
How about
this one? You open that.
Big one, sir.
This one'll match your new suit.
I think somebody gave me that last year.
I thought it would.
Not that one.
It looks fine. Kind of made up in that old backdrop you like so well. Fireproofed and everything.
Ah, darling, that's a lovely watch.
I'm so glad you like it, Dad.
This is better than being on next to closing.
Yeah, the only trouble is it's 3 minutes fast.
Dad, press the little button on the side and see what happens.
Plays one on one and segues into Dixie.
Here's some more ties that you won't like, Jerry.
We'll have to open up a store, huh? Oh, here's a letter from George.
Well, I don't want you to open that now. That's just between
you
and me. You
haven't written me a letter in 20 years. I'm going to open it now. I'm going to read it.
You don't have to read it now, do you?
George, you're partying. Now you sit down here and let him read it.
But I don't want
to just come in.
Come on, Dad.
Dear Dad, this is your 62nd birthday, and God bless you. Maybe I've never told you before, but no son ever had a better dad or one to be prouder of. You and Mother have always given me more love and understanding than I ever deserved. And all the luck I've had is due to the things you two have taught me. Nothing I can do would ever repay the debt. But here's a little present for you and Mother. From this day on, you and I are partners in every theater and theatrical property I possess. Half and equal. The Kohan Theater, the Astor, the Gaiety, and the Grand Opera House in Chicago. And all my plays and songs as long as they or you and I live.
These are not my reading glasses. Why didn't somebody give me some reading glasses for my birthday? Wish you all my love. Your son and partner, George. Well, George, on behalf of your mother and myself, I... There she goes stealing the scene again.
One success followed another, but there was one challenge I hadn't met. Critics kept saying that musicals and cheap comedies were all I could write. I could wave a flag, they said, nothing else. So, I wrote a legitimate drama, very deep and very significant. No music, no gags, no flag waving. I called it Popularity. The title showed how hard I was hoping. I couldn't attend the opening performance because I was appearing down the street in the Yankee Prince.
Open it up.
Keep it closed, Pop.
Yes, sir.
Cohen, you're surely not going to your dressing room now. Why, you're good for at least another fired curtain call.
That's enough for tonight.
Mr. Cohen, are you sure you're feeling well?
I feel all right. Any news in Popularity?
No, but they should be ringing down just about now.
If they send my family, let me know what's happening.
Well, it's a good sign. They probably couldn't tear themselves away.
What time is it, Eddie?
7:30, sir.
That clock right?
Yes, sir.
I wonder what's keeping them. That's an early show. They ought to be here by now. Maybe something wrong with Mom and Dad.
I've got the reports here from Detroit on the minstrel show.
What'd we lose this week?
Oh, 10,000, more or less.
That's total loss so far?
A few dollars under 200,000.
That include the cost of the red ink? Popularity better be a hit. You got a lot of dough sunk on that, too. Eddie, call Watts and find out what's keeping them, will you?
Yes.
What did the Detroit papers have to say about the minstrel show?
Here they are. Rave notices again.
Rave notices. That's bad. The better notices you get on minstrel shows these days, the more it costs you.
All except the last act. Allison suggests a new finish.
See, a new finish. How about Saturday night?
Close it.
Close it.
Saturday night.
Give the company 2 weeks' salary.
All right. Well, good evening, Mrs. Carr.
Good evening.
Good evening,
sir. Hello, Mom. Oh, darling. Oh, Dad is worried about you. Wonder what happened to you.
Sit down, sweet. Sit right there. Here, sit.
That theater's awfully cold, George. Better have some more heat put in there.
Take care of that right away.
Remember that skating act that opened the show in Camden? They were there, sitting right beside us. I wonder where they got the money.
You mean Fagan, Feeney, and Riley?
Yeah.
I remember them well. Well, come on, tell me. How'd it go?
Oh, the audience loved it. Every minute of it. The sets were beautiful, George.
Why so quiet, Sam?
The toughest house I've ever seen. The critics walked out at the end of the second act.
Come on, Dad. Come on. Let's have it.
Well, there's no use beating around the bush. Pretty bad, George. Could have been a lot better. All right. You write a bad play. The only thing to do is forget about it. Everybody's entitled to one failure. Come on, let's go over to Delmonico's, have the party, just as though the show was a hit. Yes.
No, I'll tell you what you do. You take the girls on over there, and I'll see you in about a half hour. I've got some things I want to talk over with Sam.
Jerry, I think you're doing
too. Those critics have been after my blood for years. They'll gang up on me and do a good job of it. But I'll beat them to it. I'll take an ad in every paper right alongside of their reviews, telling the public we've got the greatest show in town, an unqualified hit, sold out for 10 weeks in advance, will run a year. It'll be my word against theirs, and the public will believe me.
Oh, listen, Georgie, you can't do that.
Why not?
You've got too big a reputation. Listen, you can't disappoint the public. They'll never forgive you. They'll never trust you again. We stuck our necks out. We got clipped. Georgie. Listen, George, you can't do this. You'll always regret it.
Sit down and take this.
We'll be sorry.
To the theater going public.
George.
To the theater going public. I wrote a play called Popularity. Mr. Harris and I produced that play. In the opinion of people we respect, it is a bad play. In this, we heartily concur. It is a very bad play. I do humbly apologize and ask forgiveness for having presented anything of which you couldn't possibly approve. There will be 5 more performances. Please miss them. Signed. Happy?
It's a wonderful second act, thank you.
10 copies of this to all the New York papers for the next edition.
X-ray, Lusitania, torpedoed by German troops.
This is it, George. And we were worried about the success or failure of a show.
Now we really got something to worry about. It always happens. Whenever we get too high-hat, too sophisticated for flag waving, some thug nation decides we're a pushover, all ready to be blackjacked. And it isn't long before we're looking up mighty anxiously to be sure the flag's still waving over us.
Left foot. Right foot. On your toes.
I used to be a model.
You look awful pretty peeling potatoes.
On your way, wise guy.
Next. Left foot. Right foot.
All right. Take this paper and report to Sergeant Cooper for your examination. Next. Name, please. Oh.
George M. Cohan.
Occupation?
Actor, author, composer, and producer. Address? Devonshire Hotel.
How do you know so much about me?
Don't you recognize me, Mr. Cohan? I used to be a clerk at the Friars Club.
Age 39.
Doesn't even give me a chance to lie about it.
39? I'm sorry, Mr. Cohan, you're overage. 31's the limit now.
Well, what's 8 or 9 years, more or less? The Germans aren't going to ask me for a birth certificate.
Well, I know how you feel, Mr. Cohan, but you've got to be young and tough for this army. It's no picnic. All those hardships, the mental strain, the trenches, the fighting, the marching.
And the mamzelles?
I hope.
No, but you'll never be able to stand it.
Hardships and physical strain, young man, you don't know what you're talking about. This war is a coffee clutch compared to a season with a musical show. I'd like to see any one of these kids do what I do in the course of an evening's performance and be on their feet at the finish. I'll give you a slight idea what I mean.
Well, thank you very much for your entertainment, Mr. Cohan. But I'm afraid we have more need of you here than over there.
Well, that'll make the war last a year longer.
Goodbye, Mr. Cohan.
Thank you, Major. Thank you.
So long. Goodbye, Major.
All right.
Get your gun, get your gun.
Take it on the run, on the run, on the run. Hear them calling, you and me.
Every son of liberty.
Hurry right away, no delay, go today.
Make your daddy glad to have had such a lad. Tell your sweetheart not to mind.
To be proud of boys in line.
Over there.
Soldier, keep singing, Nora.
Where the lights?
Oh, suppose the generator's gone again.
Hit your lights and play them on the stage so we can keep going, will you? All right, you do that fine, thanks. Hey, boys, hit your lights and keep them on the stage until the others come up, will you? That's fine, thanks very much.
That the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming. The drums, drums, drumming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer. Send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming home.
went wild with post-war hysteria. But I spiked my shows with pre-war stuff. The sentiment and humor and older America had aged in the wood.
In a kingdom all our own, with little Cupid on the throne, with a prince and princess on my knee, you'll be as happy as can be in a love nest, cozy and warm, like a dove nest. They bring flowers all dripping with dew, and they join in the chorus of Nelly Kelly, I love you. He is the man who owns Broadway. That's what the daily papers say. Oh, where could you find another? I'd like to be shown another like Molly Malone. But I love the name Billy. My dad was the same Billy.
Still, it was lonely on the main stem. Mother and Josie were gone. Dad was by himself on the farm and had grown very old. Every night I went to the theater, I expected a phone call. Well, finally it came.
You'd better give him two more cc's. We might as well try to make him as comfortable as possible.
Yes, Dr. Anderson.
If you have to get back to town, Dr. Llewellyn, I'll be here all night.
It's all right. I'll wait till George M. gets here from the theater. Cigarette, Doctor?
Yes, I will. Thanks.
Remember, I was a kid in medical college in Baltimore when I first saw the four Cohans. They were a great act.
Yes, they were. I always thought George M.'s sister was the loveliest dancer I'd ever seen.
Can't help thinking a theatrical era is dying in there. Sister and his mother gone, and now the old man. Some ways I think he was the best performer of the lot.
Well, I'd settle for his age. There never was anything dull about his life either. And he's lived to see his son in an American institution.
Yeah.
I'd settle for that, too.
Hello, Mr. Cohen. How is he? Resting quietly.
I think you'd better go in alone.
We can't do that. Wait till George gets here. Where's George?
Here I am, Dad. Here I am.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you came. The booking office has been calling up all day, and they want us to play Des Moines last Saturday week.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. We're not going to. I've canceled it. We can pick it up on the way back.
Good. Have a good night.
Oh, fine, fine.
Hmm?
Yeah.
No, it's not every kid that gets a chance to play Peck's bad boy.
That's right.
Were you nervous? Did you remember your lines?
Oh, sure, every one. I can lick any kid in town.
Good. And don't you upstage your mother, whale the tar out of you.
Well, don't worry, Dad. I'll never do that. I'll play the whole show with one foot in the trough.
No, no, no. We'll be billed as the four Cohans. You're not going to break up the act.
Don't worry, Dad. They never will. We won't let them. We won't let them.
How many curtain calls it takes an act?
Six. Six curtains.
That's pretty good for a drama.
Yeah.
To make his peace?
Mm-hmm. I thank them for us. I said my mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you. Thank you.
It's a good combination, Sam. Worked well for a long time.
Yeah, now that it's all over, who was the senior partner and who was the junior partner?
I mean, who was Deets and who was Goff? Well, I'll bet it's the first firm in the history of show business had two senior partners. Well, you know how I feel, don't you, Sam?
Sure, I understand.
You know, when Dad died, with him went the last link with the four co-heads. All the backslapping and the applause, well, became unimportant. No more fun in it. Didn't mean anything anymore with Dad, Mom, and Josie gone, so Mary and I are going away and enjoy ourselves. Visit all those places we've always wanted to see. There are no theaters. Nobody ever even heard of us.
You'll have to go to Timbuktu.
Got it booked.
George,
you've always been the one with the words. I never was much of a hand at saying things. But we've done more than make a lot of money. Lose a little. Sometimes friends drift apart. Let's not let that happen to us. No matter how legal the dissolution of this partnership is, Sam, 50% of me will only be right here in this office.
I'll remember that when the rent comes due.
You're going to be more successful than ever. But if ever the rent does come due and you can't meet it, well, you know. And by the same token, if I get stuck in Madagascar, you'll hear from me.
You better get out of here.
That ship will sail without you. Seasick pills. Mm-hmm. I won't go to the boat with you. You know how red my nose gets.
Hey, what's this? We thought you guys weren't speaking to each other.
Can we have a picture of you and Mr. Harris tearing up your contract?
Well, that's impossible. We never had a written contract.
The only contract we've ever had.
Hold that pose, will you? We want to show it to our legal department.
Shoot it, boys.
Life was less full, but it was by no means empty. I still had Mary, a playmate as well as a helpmate. We set out to rubberneck at the world. Nelson Monument. It's a good thing I wasn't born an Englishman. With the history their flag has, I'd have waved myself to death.
Oh, little, 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 oh,
George, I didn't know you could yodel.
Learned it on the farm. Nothing but hog calling with frost on it. It takes two men to impersonate a horse on Broadway, and you always have trouble cashing the front end. But folks always come back to where their heart is. We came back to the farm. The farm we co-hands had dreamed of when farmers were envying us.
A radiator needs some H2O. Can we use your well?
Sure, go ahead. Help yourselves.
Come on, Jack. Let's make this hop up solid.
Okay, Jackson. Come on. There isn't any
free jitney. Radiator busted?
Nah. It's only got high blood pressure.
What are you going to do about tires when those give out?
Oh, it'll run a lot smoother on the rims.
Sticks, nicks, hicks, picks. Greek. I'll bet that's Greek talk.
No, that ain't Greek. That's Swedish or Russian. Sticks, nicks, hicks, picks.
Well, that's show business talk. Here, I'll translate it for you. Sticks, small towns, nicks, refuse. Hicks, rube, picks, pictures. Small towns, refuse, rube, pictures. Sticks, nicks, hicks, picks.
Sticks, nicks, hicks,
picks.
A stick, a nicks, hicks, a picks. A stick, a nicks. You know, I thought that was new jive talk.
New what talk?
Jive talk.
Oh.
Are you an actor, sir?
Used to be.
What were some of your pictures?
Oh, not in pictures. I was on Broadway in the Legitimate Theater.
Oh. What's your name, sir?
Cohan.
Cohen?
Cohan. George M. Cohan.
I guess you must have been before our time.
Yes, guess I was.
Well, were you ever in some big shows?
A few.
Like what?
Oh, Little Nellie Kelly, Tavern, Our Wilderness.
Huh.
Raising a vacuum bottle. Well, I guess your parents must have seen me, fathers and mothers.
Maybe they have. I never heard them talk about it.
Have you ever a song called Give My Regards to Broadway?
I don't think so.
Who sang it?
Who sang it?
Oh, was it a theme song or something?
Was that a follow-up to Beat Me Daddy Ate to a Bar?
Yes, or Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those jeepers? Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
Come on, kids, time's a-wasting. Well, we got a scram now. Swing session.
Thank Thank you very much, Mr. What was your name again,
Cohan,
sir?
George Cohan. Oh.
Goodbye, Georgie. You're cute.
Nice old guy.
Yes.
We gotta get that. Let's go. Come on, we got to go.
I'm not angry, but it is very discouraging. Kid asked me my name, and I said Cohan. He asked me again, and I said Cohan. Never even heard of it. 16 years old, I bet you can't read.
You've been away from the theater for years, George, years. 9 or 10 generations have grown up since then. Naturally, they don't remember you. Well, he's got that good a memory.
Why not? Many generations remembered my father and mother in Boatville.
That's because they were real troopers. They stayed with it. Your father could do a good buck and wing when he was 60 years old.
What makes you think I can't?
I'd hate to see you try it. Father never sat around an orchard listening to his arteries hardening.
Nothing matter with my arteries.
Oh, no, not right now, because those kids got you all worked up.
You're picking on me for a reason, Mary. You're trying to get a rise out of me. Come on, let's have it. What is it?
All right, here it is. I got a long-distance call from Sam Harris this afternoon.
What about?
He's producing a new show by Kaufman and Hart.
They're good writers. Nothing I can do to improve their stuff.
Sam thinks you could, if you played the lead.
Play the lead? Now, what is the matter with that man? Hasn't he got any sense at all? What's he trying to do, spoil our fun?
But are you having fun, George? When we were in Europe, you haunted every theater, not knowing a word that was said on the stage. Going back, congratulating the actors, they didn't even know what you were talking about. Just to smell that grease paint again.
You sound as though you think I'm stage struck. The only reason I ever go near a theater is to get out of the night air. Fun, I'm having a wonderful time. Have nothing to do with Broadway.
Sam says it's a great part. No other actor in the world, but you could do it.
That just the one with that Harris Kahn. He needs me about as much as he needs a hole in the head.
He really does need you, George. He's in trouble. If positions were reversed, he'd help you out. You know he would. Besides, he never said so, but Sam's broke.
Can you think of any more reasons?
Yes, I want you to.
Well, that settles it. I've never refused you anything, have I? We do it. Come on, let's get packing.
We're all packed.
What?
We're all packed, dear. Now you can start getting mad all over again. Because I told Sam I'd talk you into it. What are you laughing about?
Just full of news, aren't you? Telling me all kinds of things, huh? Well, I want you to know I knew it all the time. I was listening in on the phone downstairs while you were talking to Sam.
Why, you devil. You knew it all the time.
And what's more, I phoned Sam right back and told him I'd play it.
Oh, I ought to
a wonderful job. For fellows like George, Abe, and me too, it's great to shake hands with a mob and to hold every kid on your knee too. Every word that I speak goes into headlines. When I speak, all the papers hold their deadlines. But I've found a way of dropping a hint or a glint of the truth that the boys cannot print. For instance... When I was courting Eleanor, I told her Uncle Teddy I wouldn't run for president unless the job was steady. Don't print it. Strictly off the record. We entertained the royalty, but we were never flustered. We gave them Yankee hot dogs with Coleman's English mustard. Don't print it. Strictly off the record. It's pleasant at the White House, but I'll tell you how I feel. The food is simply terrible, just sauerkraut and veal. If Mrs. R would stay at home, I'd get a decent meal. But that's off the record.
Hyde Park. It's not for just the ride there. It's not that I like Hyde Park, but I love to park and hide there. Don't rent it. It's strictly off the record. I sit up in my study writing gags for Mr. Ickes and insults for the gentleman who love to slip him Ickes. Don't rent that. Off the record. I scrapped the Prohibition Act when we required a bracer and finished up the Boulder Dam to give the boys a chaser. Don't print it. It's strictly off the record. And for my friends in Washington who complain about the taxes, who cares as long as we can knock the axe out of the axes? Don't print it. It's strictly off the record. I can't forget how Lafayette helped give us our first chance to win our fight for liberty. And now they've taken France. We'll take it back from Hitler and put ants in his Japan. And that's for the record. Good work, kids. See you at 11 in the morning.
And then came your wire, and I was really worried. Well, here I am going on like Tennyson's Brook, giving you the story of my life. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. You should have stopped me.
Why, I wanted to hear the story of your life. It has a direct bearing on my sending for you. Do you know what this is?
Congressional Medal of Honor.
Let's see what the inscription says. To George M. Cohan, for his contribution to the American spirit. Over there, and grand old flag. Presented by Act of Congress. I congratulate you, Mr. Cohan. I understand you're the first person of your profession to receive this honor. You should be very proud.
Oh, I am proud. In fact, I'm flabbergasted. The first time in my life, I was speechless. Sure there isn't some mistake?
Quite sure.
But this medal is for people who have given their lives to their country or done something big. I'm just a song and dance man. Everybody knows that.
A man may give his life to his country in many different ways, Mr. Cohan. And quite often, he isn't the best judge of how much he has given. Your songs were a symbol of the American spirit. Over there was just as powerful a weapon as any cannon, as any battleship we had in the First World War. Today, we're all soldiers. We're all on the front. We need more songs to express America. I know you and your comrades will give them to us.
Mr. President, I've just begun earning this medal. It's quite a thing.
Well, it's the best material we could find, what with priorities and all.
Goodbye, sir. And I want you to know that I'm not the only one that's grateful. My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I assure you, I thank you. And, I wouldn't worry about this country if I were you. We've got this thing licked. Where else in the world today could a plain guy like me come in and talk things over with the head man?
Well, that's about as good a definition of America as any I've ever heard. Goodbye, Mr. Cohan, and good luck.
Goodbye, sir, and good luck to you. I don't hear anything.